after Joelle's presentation, I kind of feel like following my script's not necessary, but the Spirit of the Land course was taken in conjunction with three other very powerful courses for me this semester: sociology of food, social theory of community, and social change. So at the same time that you're learning about these global issues and the problems of this economic worldview that's causing an immense disaster to the environment, to our relationships, I'm also getting the sense that there's this fundamental basis for the desire for positive change that is accompanying that. So my paper project reflection portfolio really reflects the values and interconnection of food, community, and consciousness. Taking, for example, my food project this year, we had to either make a personal change or social activism. And a lot of times I've engaged in social activism and really enjoyed it, but also felt just really frustrated by it, because you want to make something happen, you want to make it instantaneous, you want to work so hard, and when you don't get those returns often, it's disheartening and pushes you down a little bit. But so I chose to go the personal route and look at a diet of consciousness. Now, I categorize diet of consciousness as a pattern of eating that follows guidelines for just and sustainable ways of producing food and consuming food. So a major element of this course has been the contemplative exercises. So integrating the practice of eating mindfully, having a form of meditation while you're consuming food, I've found has really connected me to where my food is coming from, what it's doing for my body, and the results that have happened to me are phenomenal. Like, I went through a really rough period a year and a half ago, and this semester in particular has been transformative, like life-changing kind of, because I can go about my daily routine or whatever and still be conscious of all the negative things that are happening in the world, but also really engaged with the positive things that people are doing. Things like that would really stress me out and make me not want to do anything, leave the house, talk to people. Now I can approach with a more conscious attitude and knowing that, okay, might not have control over this, but what are some alternative viewpoints? And so consciousness, being present and in the moment, really posits us for social change in that we're able to be in touch with ourselves and listen better and understand that what the messages that are being given to us by people in the universe are actually preparing us for challenges ahead. So we can look at those challenges like the food, energy, and climate crises, these big events that are far out of our control. And that's just what they are. They're out of our control. But if we could take action, you know, one meal a day, two meals a day, and recognize that simple steps like shopping at the farmer's market or having potlucks and building community are, in fact, initiating those little changes that are going to make a cascading difference in the end. And so to kind of close up, I had wanted to demonstrate this connection of food and community and do a cinnamon roll hug. I don't think we have space, but we can find it.
We could go down to the forum.
We could go down to the forum.
Yeah.
Do you want to try it? Yay! Okay, let's do it.